America's getting a raw deal. Courtesy of Joe Biden, who envisions himself as some kind of FDR with the New Deal, only this one is the raw deal. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. Welcome. Good to have you here. I am Trish. I want you to make sure that you download this podcast right now and you subscribe to this podcast. It's really important that truth be heard right now because we don't have this money. I mean, we really don't. We're running, not to walk out on you, a debt to GDP ratio of 102%, meaning we are spending more money than we actually take in as an economy. So when I say we can't afford it, I really mean we cannot afford this. We look like some kind of banana republic with these spending habits. And you know what happens to banana republics. Anyway, Joe Biden's out there thinking he's some kind of savior because he's just going to take everybody's money and redistribute that money. He thinks we need a giant infrastructure program. I will not dispute that we do actually need some upgrades here and there. Don't get me started on our electrical grid. My gosh, you want to talk about desperate need of an upgrade. But here's the problem. Those resources are not going to go to fix the grid. Those resources are going to wind up getting spent on bridges to nowhere. You know, and I know that because you know why? Government is never an efficient allocator of capital. They're just not. You know, they don't play by the same kind of rules. That's why you hear all those crazy stories about these super expensive toilets that the military winds up purchasing because there's not the same kind of discipline. So I'd feel a heck of a lot better if these were private companies that were making investments in America as opposed to Pete Buttigieg, the two-bit McKinsey consultant who couldn't run South Bend, Indiana. Pete Buttigieg taking $4 trillion, that's what they want now, $4 trillion taxpayer money and getting to dole that out wherever he thinks needs it. This is a recipe for full-on disaster. Meanwhile, they want to provide childcare as well. That's the next tranche. Gee, somehow it's taxpayers' responsibility to pay for childcare for families that maybe can't afford to have that many children. I'm all for kids. Don't get me wrong. I love kids and I'd have, you know, 12 of them if I could, but there has to be some accountability. Again, we're a meritocracy that prides ourselves on being able to take care of ourselves, right? And suddenly there's no personal responsibility involved in any of this anymore. You're going to get a basic income. You're going to get childcare. Healthcare, of course, that's a given. Don't forget free college, free tuition. I mean, look, at some point, this just starts to get almost silly because, again, it's a trillion here, a trillion there. We're talking about numbers that are so extreme and so unaffordable that you will collapse the economy. They keep talking about FDR, right? Oh, FDR was so brilliant because he spent all that taxpayer money. Let's remember that the only reason our economy got out of recession during FDR was actually World War II. That was money that was actually needed as opposed to programs that were not needed. It's a myth that FDR fixed the economy. It will be a myth if they try and sell you this idea that Joe Biden can fix the economy or has fixed the economy as history moves on, because this is exactly what they did with FDR. You see, 8 years of the New Deal and unemployment was still an atrocious 14%. U.S. unemployment during Roosevelt's first 8 years in office actually averaged 18%, right? So then they spent all this money, and we're talking real money, kind of like what they want to do today. Federal spending went from $4.65 billion in 1933 to nearly $14 billion in 1941. Think about that. So they're tripling the federal budget in just 8 years. Gosh, it kind of feels like deja vu now, doesn't it? Okay, coming up, we got to talk about Joe Biden's dog. My gosh, what's going on with this thing? What does it tell you about the owner when the dog gets in trouble again? Okay, I think employees at the White House really need to be on high alert because there's a There's a dog problem. Joe Biden's dog can't stop biting people. I'm beginning to think the dog knows something we don't. The dog has the inside scoop on the staffers at the White House, and he's got no use for him. Anyway, in all seriousness, they're saying that it was just a nip, and that Major, that's his name, is still adjusting to his new surroundings, and he nipped someone while out on a walk. And so out of an abundance of caution, the individual was seen by the White House medical unit team and then returned to work without injury. Well, that's good. That's good, I guess. But, you know, I'm joking about it. Does the dog know something we don't? I mean, look, I get it. You know, the dog's probably freaked out with the new surroundings. But how does Joe Biden have a dog that's out there biting people? Really? I mean, when you own a dog like a German Shepherd, you got to train it. But hey, Joe Biden's been too busy remaking America, taking your money to offer up social programs that we cannot afford. Next, I've got a look at the markets today. Don't go anywhere. How's this for a price target? S&P 500, 8,000 by the end of the decade. That's what one analyst is saying over at Bernstein Research. They're saying the S&P, which right now is hovering around that 4,000 level, is actually going to double by the end of the decade. I don't disagree. They say that the coronavirus stimulus has been a game changer. I don't disagree. I don't like it. I think it's problematic. But in terms of market values themselves, provided Biden, Harris, and company don't go totally crazy on cap gains taxes, I do actually think there's a lot more upside. As pessimistic as I am on the economy, there's going to be inflation everywhere, including the inflation of market assets, which is why I keep saying you got to be invested. I mean, I'm not saying that it's going to be perfect. This very well could become problematic in that whenever you have asset prices that are moving so high, so fast, you run the risk of an asset bubble. And we may have some downturns or some blips along the way. But overall, if you're spending that much money, if you're spending $4 trillion in infrastructure stimulus, that is actually going to result in inflationary pressures in prices for everyday goods as well as asset prices. I mean, look, we have only to look at the Obama-Biden years to see what happened for 8 solid years, right? They kept throwing money at things. Oh, it seems kind of quaint, that $800 billion stimulus to nowhere. Really, really quaint. Joe Biden's like, forget the $800 billion. We're going with $3 to $4 trillion on this round. Another couple trillion on the next round. We've already done 1.9 trillion. I mean, my goodness, how can that not have inflationary pressures even on the markets? And so it's important that you think through this and you make sure that you're invested in this kind of environment. Because if you're not, you're going to get left behind, which again is exactly what happened during the Obama-Biden years, where so much of the middle class was left behind. They were too freaked out. They were too scared to invest. After the whole 08 crisis, don't forget, they had just had the 2000 crisis. And so they didn't invest. And consequently, wages, those had stagnated, right? Yet there was wealth creation among those who had the assets to put into the markets. And so I would just recommend people diversify and think very strategically about how they're going to plan their future. And you need to be invested in equities. You just need to be right now. I think 8,000 could be on the lighter end of things. I mean, you could very well be looking at S&P 10,000 by the end of the decade. So keep that in mind. Be smart about your future. Be smart about your portfolio. And be well aware of exactly what this administration is trying to do. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you go to trishintel.com for all the news of the day. Make sure you sign up for my emails, and we'll talk again tomorrow.